I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator and Kang with you, taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. We're talking about the Lions here in the first hour. News last night, good news for the Lions, that they have agreed to terms to the second-round pick, Tate Ratledge. He's the last pick that needed to sign. He has signed, and it's great news because they need him getting every rep in practice that he can get because he's likely to start either at guard or at center. And we also mentioned that, unfortunately, the first PUP list came out, and on the physically unable to perform list was Taylor Decker, which I think was a bit of a surprise. The offensive tackle, the left tackle on this team, though I'm not freaking out about it because guys that are put on the PUP list, they can come off the PUP list at any time during training camp. It's the reserve PUP list is the one that you get nervous about. And there is a player on that list that is a complete surprise. And we'll get to that coming up in a second. But I was asking the question about the confidence level that you have in the offense to not take a big precipitous drop in offensive production, despite the fact that there's a new offensive coordinator and they've got shuffling in the middle three offensive linemen on this team. And that Frank Ragnow is retired. And where is your confidence level in this offense to maintain the offensive production integrity level that we've seen for the last few years, where this team has just been an unstoppable juggernaut offensively? Kang, where's your confidence level in the offensive line and specifically the offense as a whole going into training camp?
You know, obviously, I'd feel a lot better if they had brought back Ben Johnson and Frank Ragnow didn't retire. But with that being said, every time I kind of doubt this team, they always prove me wrong, and that's a good thing, by the way, because something goes wrong like last year with all the injuries. Somehow, some way, they won 15 games, and it got to the point where we expected to win every week, even with the injuries, right? And that's why the Commanders' playoff loss was so devastating. We just didn't expect it. But when you look back at it, this was kind of like always a real possibility with all the injuries. So as far as the offense, I don't want to doubt them too much. I don't feel as strongly as, you know, I would have had those other guys come back. But what they do have coming back is Dan Campbell, who you've mentioned many times, is kind of like a guy who started the change with the offense in this team, but, you know, demoting Anthony Lynn and just taking the reins, calling the plays to start off with and things like that. And they do have Hank Fraley coming back, who has been promoted from the offensive line coach to the run game coordinator. And he took interviews this offseason to be other teams' offensive coordinator. So I think he's thought of highly in this league, and he might get a job soon somewhere else. But right now he's with the Lions, and I think that continuity there helps the offensive line. Now, losing Frank Ragnow was huge. They kind of knew this was a possibility. They draft Tate Ratledge. It's going to take some practice, some preseason, maybe a couple of regular season games maybe to get him rolling. Hopefully it doesn't take that long, but there's going to be some time and, you know, that for that whole offense of the gel, right, Gator?
Yeah.
But what won't take time is Goff has been here. That's another guy's coming back. The weapons in St. Brown, I expect J-Mo to take another step. Jahmyr Gibbs, as great as he was last year as the lead back, I think he has even more room to grow, which is scary for the rest of the league, right? A healthy Monty at the end of the year. So with all that being put together, I'm still pretty confident in this offense. I think this is where this team, they excel in how they win their games is through the offense. Of course, you need a defense, but this team is built around the offense and Jared Goff. So I still feel good, Gator.
Yeah, and we like to do things on a scale, and it's not a 1 to 10 scale on the Carson Anderson program. We do a 1 to 12 scale on the Carson Anderson program. And 12 being you have not one concern in the world. You expect this team to be just as good offensively, if not better, than what they were a year ago. And 1 would be full-on panic mode. Oh, my God, I don't know what to do. And I'm going to run for the hills and probably bury my head in the sand all season long and wake me up after the season. My level, I'm kind of like a 9 on a scale of 1 to 12 with this offense. I'm pretty confident that they're going to be just fine, but I'll leave some room for doubt because of the changes. And I think the biggest change for me is just going to be the offensive line taking some time to gel before it's a formidable offensive line again. We don't know for 100% that who the center is going to be. But I feel pretty good either way, really. I mean, if it's going to be Ratledge, that means they show all the confidence in the world in him. And if it is Ratledge, because I've seen Glasgow play center, and I think Glasgow did a fine job at center for the Lions over the years when he's had to back up for Ragnow. If they're going to go with Ratledge, it means they think he's going to be better. So great. Okay. And then you keep Glasgow at right guard and Mahogany at left guard. Okay, let's go. I'm kind of a 9. What if you had to put it 1 to 12, what number would you be?
Yeah, 12 if everyone came back. I'm about slightly below you, 8.5.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So 8.5, not far off. But yeah, all the reasons I just mentioned, of course. But you can't ignore the fact they lost Ben Johnson. You can't ignore the fact that Frank Ragnow's not here. We just don't really know for sure what's going to happen with the offensive line. I feel good that Hank Fraley's back. But a rookie at center. I think Glasgow didn't have his best year last year. I thought Mahogany was a dog, though. I have confidence in him to come in and fill out one of those guard positions. And we won't mention injuries because that is the ultimate X factor. Right. But assuming everyone stays relatively healthy, I got 8.5, 8 for my confidence level on you know, the offense being what it's supposed to be.
248-539-9797, same number to text us as well as we go to the people and start to hear where your concerns are or what your confidence level is. We go to scale 1 to 12, what's your confidence level in this offense being able to just hum along and be the offense that they've been in the past? We'll start with Charles and Grand Blanc. Charles, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Charles.
Hey, my confidence level, I would say, is about a 7. I think that last year was, in terms of, like, the Lions as a whole, like, a historic year for our offense. And I don't think that we could play a lot better. And I think we massively overachieved, which I am ecstatic about. I mean, I'm really happy with how we played. But I just don't see us playing the same way. And the guys that, you know, are gone, obviously, and we got a little help, but I'm not sure. And that puts a lot more, because we didn't bolster the defensive line, that's putting even more pressure on the offense and the offensive line. So those are the two areas, offensive and defensive line, that I have not huge concerns. I actually do have huge concerns about our defense, but
well, we're just focusing on the offensive line part right now, but I can understand why there'd be concerns about the defensive line, and that's part of the we'll get to that in a moment here. But with the offensive line, so right now you're at a 7 out of 12, so you have concerns, and I think they're fair concerns. I'm not, and thanks for the call, Charles. I'm not gonna blow smoke up your channel. There's legitimate reasons to say I'm not sure if it's gonna be exactly like what we've seen in the past. You got different personnel, first of all, which is going to change things. You've got a rookie who's going to start somewhere on that line. And yeah, it's going to take a while before he's used to playing in the NFL. Hopefully, he matures along rather quickly, and this offense is going to be fine. Because I think in large part, people expect that the defense is going to take some time. Because they're not 100% sure that Hutchinson is going to be able to go full bore right away and be the impact player he was last year, that they expect him to be that from game one. I get that.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You've got other players on defense that are going to be slow to come back from injury, like Ali McNeil. Going to take a while. You've got other players that you know, we don't know if Marcus Davenport can stay healthy as the other defensive end. We don't know if they're going to add another defensive end if Za'Darius Smith gets signed or not. There's lots of question marks with this team. Josh Pascal is another one of these players that's on one of the PUP lists. And then there's a big one that we'll get to coming up in 5 minutes, who is also on the PUP list, but not just the PUP list. He's on the reserve PUP list, which means he's going to miss the first 4 games of the regular season. And this kind of comes out of left field for Lions fans. We didn't know that this was the case, and now here it is. It's the case, and it's a concern. We're going to get to that next and let the people know what that is. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number, or same number to text. We're talking about the Lions and the offense here, what the confidence level is. We do a sliding scale from 1 to 12 on this show. So 12 being you have no fear at all that the offense is going to be humming along just like it was over the last couple of years. They'll be at the tops of the league in points scored and yards gained. Not a concern at all. And 1, of course, is the complete opposite direction. I've already put it out there. I'm at a 9 out of 12 on that scale. I do think there's reason to be concerned. My biggest concern is that you're reshuffling the deck in terms of the middle and that interior of the offensive line. I'm not as concerned about the loss of the offensive coordinator. That doesn't bother me nearly as much as, okay, we're redoing the entire interior. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.